Let's just take a moment to place ourselves in God's loving presence. He's here in the Blessed Sacrament, and He's alive in our hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His love endures forever. We thank You, Lord, for Your goodness, even now as we begin this last day of retreat, after a full day in silence, and so many ways that we have experienced Your goodness. Our hearts have also been able to expand and remember the goodness that You have for us in the blessing of a home, in the blessing of work, in the blessing of marriage and children, in the blessing of friendships, especially in the blessing of faith. So many ways that You have cared for us, even with miraculous moments, unexpected graces. We give thanks to You, Lord, for we can truly say that You are good. Beyond our fears and misperceptions of You, we know that deeply You are good and the source of all goodness that we have received originates in You, the Father of lights, giver of every good gift. We give thanks to You, Lord, for You are good. And Your steadfast love endures forever. That covenant love, that mercy. Even when we are unfaithful, You remain faithful. Your mercy is without end. Your steadfast love is without end. You have committed Yourself to us even before we committed ourselves to You. And You have never been unfaithful to us, even though so many times we have been unfaithful to You. And yet, You have the right to turn from us, but You never do. You never turn away, but You continue to pursue us and draw us back. How many times, Lord, have we gone astray? Have we wandered on our own paths? Have we mistrusted You, distrusted You, set You aside, forgotten about You? Have we gone according to our own means and our own ways and our own directions? And You give us so much freedom to wander, but You bring us back. You wait for us to be ready. You move ahead of us. You meet us, and You draw us back to Yourself. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His love endures forever. Let the sons of Israel say, His love endures forever. Let the sons of Aaron say, His love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, His love endures forever. Israel, Your chosen people, Aaron, the priestly tribe, all of us who reverence You, who have awe before You, who feel very small in Your great presence and know that damage You can do to us, know the power that You have over us, and yet we also know the love that You have for us. We stand before You even now, Lord, in Your greatness, in Your almighty power, in Your wisdom, and we feel so small. When we don't think that You're watching, we can be very inflated with ourselves, puffed up. But when we stand before You, we have to say, You are in control of all things, and You are always working everything to the good. Sometimes we see it immediately, sometimes we see it later, some things we will see only in eternity. But we make that act of faith now. You work all things to the good, Lord. You work all things to the good, for Your love endures forever. I called to the Lord in my distress. He answered and freed me. The Lord is at my side. I do not fear. What can man do against me? The Lord is at my side as my helper. I shall look down on my foes. So many appear to be foes to me, Lord. Sometimes my own family appears to be foes to me. Sometimes those around me, by their actions, interrupt my prayer, interrupt my silence, interrupt my peace. I see so many as foes, sometimes more malicious than this. People who spread lies about me, gossip, people that seem to be out to get me, people who have turned their back on me. Sometimes my own spouse, my own children. So many appear to be foes to me, Lord, but I know that in the end, you are victorious. They are not victorious over me. I call to you in my distress. You always answer and free me. Not always on my time frame, but you always answer and free me from distress. Anxiety like a prison that grips my heart, that tenses my neck, my back, gives me a headache, makes me feel trapped in circular thoughts. And yet your love, knowing that you are present, being able to collapse in your arms, frees me, Lord, frees me from the chains of anxiety, fear, despair. And you open me to a horizon that helps me to lift my head and to look beyond all my foes, to look beyond all my immediate problems, and to look out to a distant horizon, a horizon that you have prepared for me, a horizon I cannot reach on my own, and yet a horizon that you want to carry me to. I call to you in my distress. You answer and free me. You are at my side, never abandoning me to my own devices. You are at my side, Lord, never leaving me alone in my distress. You are at my side. You reach out to take my hand. You walk with me. And you shine light into the dark places when I don't know what to do, choked by fear and anxiety, choked by anger and frustration. You take my hand gently, draw me out of myself, help me to lift my head and to gaze into your eyes, to encounter the love that you have for me, and to break me free from those bonds. You take my hand and walk with me. With you, I can face any fear. With you, I can walk forward into any unknown. With you, I can take on any challenge. I call to you in my distress. You answer and free me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in men. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Forgive me, Lord, for turning back again and again to my own designs, to my own strengths, to my own securities within my own control, to my own material possessions, to my own personal skills, to my own areas of influence and power and control. Forgive me for turning to the refuge of men, to the refuge of material things, to the refuge of passing things. Help me to place my trust in you, always and at every moment. Help me to place my trust in you and to find in you a refuge. You have been such a refuge for me this weekend, resting in you in prayer, knowing that I'm safe from all of the outside influences, from all the things that seek my attention. I have been safe with you, my refuge, this weekend. Help me to keep finding a place in your heart, to find refuge in you as I move forth. And there are so many demands on my attention, on my time, or that I feel alone and abandoned, that nobody cares for me, that nobody pays attention to me, that I don't feel like I have anything to contribute, that I feel worthless and helpless. Help me to find refuge in you and to know that just being in your heart is a consolation for you. Just taking me into your heart is a consolation for you. You love for me to be with you as much as you love being with me. Help me to see my value, the value of my suffering, the value of my presence, the value of my person, the value of my efforts, even the value of my failures, especially when I fall because I'm trying to follow you, as well as when I fall in my weakness. Help me to see the value that I have in your eyes. Help me to find refuge in you, placing the meaning of my life in your presence, placing the meaning of my life in your heart. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in men. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If you'd just like to stand and join me in the petitions. The response is, kindle in our hearts the fire of your love. Let us, in our hearts, the fire of your love. Let us give glory to God, whose kindness knows no limit. Through Jesus Christ, who lives forever to intercede for us, let us pray. Kindle in our hearts the fire of your love. God of mercy, let today be a day rich in good works, a day of generosity to all we meet. Kindle in our hearts the fire of your love. From the waters of the flood you saved Noah through the ark. From the waters of baptism raise up to new life those under instruction. May we live not by bread only, but by every word falling from your lips. Help us to do away with all dissension, that we may rejoice in your gifts of peace and love. Lord, we ask also in a special way that you bring to a completion, a fullness, the graces that you have begun throughout this weekend for all of us on retreat, that you bring out those last insights and graces, moments of comfort and challenge, that you help to solidify in us all that has been stirring in our hearts and minds in the last 36 hours, we pray. Kindle in our hearts the fire of your love. Let us join our prayers together in the words our Savior gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, who have commanded us to listen to your beloved Son, be pleased, we pray, to nourish us inwardly by your word, that with spiritual insight, spiritual sight made pure, we may rejoice to behold your glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.